to make sure it gets you in.
Excellent. My plan is coming together.
I can't see. All right, we're going to stay here and focus. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we recording, right?
Yeah.
That's all white. I was so confused.
Yeah. We're recording.
Sweet deal.
Large and in charge. Here we are. Hey there. It's Heather DeLuca, Chelsea Corinne. Hi. I always forget that we're filming our podcast now.
Yeah.
So you can watch this all go down on SoJo 1049 on YouTube. But in the meantime, welcome to another episode of our podcast, Around the Mic. Thanks for joining us today. We haven't caught up for a while.
I know. It's been a minute.
It's been hella busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been crazy busy lately.
We've been very caffeinated
yes,
lately.
Yes, caffeine. Are we recording? Yeah.
Okay, I mean, between the camera and the microphones today.
Yeah, we're still recording. I got to put my glasses on to see to make sure we're still recording and in focus.
We promise we're professionals.
Ugh.
So here we are. It's almost the end of the week.
Yeah.
Reason enough to celebrate.
I swore it was Friday, and I was very upset when I woke up this morning.
Same. It's feeling like a Friday all day today.
Yeah.
But what it also is the last day of February.
Oh, that's true.
20 days till spring.
Yes.
I am so here for it. So ready to say goodbye to February, but not before we talk about, I think, what was the most buzzed about moment of the 2019 Academy Awards this past Sunday night, which was
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
That passionate, intimate performance of Shallow from A Star Is Born. Now, what I liked, and maybe this came about because there was no show host this time around.
Yeah.
Was that they came back from commercial and they didn't enter from stage left or right. Brad and Lady Gaga just kind of walked up from their seats in the audience, and Lady Gaga went right to her piano. Brad Cooper went and sat on his stool. The whole thing felt very, you know, organic, not forced at all.
Yeah.
And I think it was very evident from the word go, even if you didn't see the movie, what their level of chemistry is like. So towards the end of the song, Brad comes over and sits next to Gaga on the piano bench. And there is just the camera zooms in right on their faces, and they just have this intense moment that sent shivers up and down my arms. It just was such a beautiful moment. They connected on such a deep level on this song. And so what it did is it sent the Twitterverse, every social media outlet,
freaking out
into a frenzy about, oh my God, they're in love. Are they doing it?
Drives me nuts. Now, I love them together. I think their chemistry is great, but they are actors. They are trying to portray two people that are in love.
Can we talk
and
about
I think that's
that?
That's all that is.
Yeah, so maybe they were just recreating the moment of Ally and Jackson from the film, but also they were both nominated for their roles in the movie in the Best Actor and Acting category. So just afterward, I guess Mel B, Melanie Brown, Spice Girl, America's Got Talent judge, she must have been hosting or a part of some sort of Oscars recap.
Yeah.
Party, broadcast, whatever. She steps up and probably what most of the audience was thinking in maybe inside the Dolby Theater and at home was, oh my gosh, his like baby mama's right there in the front row. So how uncomfortable must that be for her? Like, she said she felt so bad and so uncomfortable. She said there's a level of girl code that you just don't break, that you don't do that.
No. So here's my issue with it. As somebody who, so in college, I did theater. And in one of the shows I was in, I had to kiss somebody a few times. I had to kiss this guy multiple times. And they weren't like makeout sessions, but they were passionate kisses. And my boyfriend at the time and his mother came to go watch the show. So they're sitting there as I'm kissing this guy who at the end, the guy that I you know, was the other actor in it, apologized to my boyfriend and shook his hand. And it was like a funny moment. And of course, like, he probably felt uncomfortable. However,
that's
we
the
were
job.
In a show. And that is the job for them. Like, they are promoting. They're still promoting this movie. They're still promoting it. So if they went on stage and were like, to like, dead fish on stage. Like, they don't show any emotion. They're just, nobody would care, and it wouldn't be
good. And it would
good.
Be the completely opposite reaction.
And people guess. Yes, and people would be upset by it, and it's no different than, you know, Lady Antebellum, the band Lady Antebellum.
You posted that today that,
yes.
You know, don't you want that chemistry?
Yes, they are so good. So Charles Kelly and Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum, for the longest time, you would have thought they were together. Their chemistry on stage is immaculate. It's amazing.
They lock eyes.
They look like they're in love. They're not, though.
They're in the moment.
No, they both have husband and wife. They are happily married. They both have children. But they are really good at portraying that on stage, which is what you have to do. It's called stage presence, people.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
Yes.
And that is what art is all about. Getting people, sucking people in to believe the moment.
Yeah.
So before we get to what Irina Shayk, who is Brad Cooper's longtime girlfriend.
Yeah.
They have a child together. Before we get to, like, her reaction to that performance, because she had literally a front row seat for it. I'm going to full on, and I love the Spice Girls, but I'm going to full on call Mel B a hypocrite.
Okay.
Because weren't and aren't the Spice Girls all about girl power and supporting each other?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she have to take it to that catty moment?
Yep.
Why did she have to not say, like, hey, Irina Shayk got up and was, like, the first to, like, stand up and hug Lady Gaga and congratulate her when she won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. So, Mel B, I'm sorry, but you are the biggest hypocrite on earth. And you just took that girl power Spice Girls, anthem and just threw it on the ground and stomped it. Like, aren't we all sort of about wanting to support each other? Yes, it's not, like, the craziest thing in the world to think that they could have fallen in love on set. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But Brad's mom, his own mother was in the audience, sitting next to his wife, watching this all go down. Give me a break, people.
Mel B, though, in general, I find, and I love Mel B. I love the Spice Girls. But she is a very, in general, catty person, I find.
I think she's a super insecure person.
She is, and I'm very happy this season on America's Got Talent. She's not going to be there because she, as a judge, annoys me. Like, I love the Spice Girls, and I love Scary Spice. We won't say I love Mel B. I love Scary Spice.
Mm-hmm.
And she disappoints me a lot when she does stuff like this because it's not the first time she's spoken out or done something dumb.
She's been the one that, to me, looks like she's the most desperate for, like, attention from the public. And, you know, she's put so much of her personal life out there, and she's had so much work done to her face. Like, she's really, like, I don't know. She's been married, like, so many times. All of her marriages, like, her involvement with Eddie Murphy and the child that they had together and the abuse allegations with her last husband. Like, I don't know. It's just always drama with her. But all I could think when she said how uncomfortable she felt about Brad Cooper's girlfriend being in the audience, like, you're such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to girl power? By the way, Irina Shayk came out and said, like, no one's prouder of the work that Brad and Lady Gaga did in that film than she is.
Which is awesome. I like, she isn't feeding into it. And Lady Gaga even came out and said, like, laughed about it, saying, you know, of course we're in love, but in love is like friends. We're not, like, romantically tied. We're not, like, sexually in love. Like, nothing like that. We're friends. We portrayed these two characters. We did it well. We were both really passionate about this movie, which I think a lot of their passion is because they have a lot of passion for this movie and that song and what it's done and how big it exploded onto the scene. And that is portraying in the way they look at each other.
Don't
get me
wrong.
It's like a proud moment for them of, wow, this is what we've created together.
There are a couple scenes in the movie where it doesn't even feel like the camera's on. Like, it feels so voyeuristic. Like, you're just dropping in on these moments with them. And there is one scene when they're, like, making out in a bathtub. And you're like, how the heck are they not involved? But you know what? Again, that's the job. That is their job to convince us that their characters are in love.
Yes.
And so, listen, I'm here for it.
And I think
I don't want them to be involved because then it becomes this, like, cliche thing. They'll probably break up. It'll never last.
No, I've got a bet going, and I don't want them to get together. Otherwise,
and
I lose the bet.
It's probably, like, their one moment to, like, get up there. When else are you going to, like, do it? On the Academy Awards, like, you're going to get up there. You're going to sing this song that everybody loves. You're going to have that moment. And to me, it was one of the most touching moments in Oscar history.
I also think, though, people are taking it as Brad and Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga on stage. And I think it's not for them. I think it's their characters on stage. Yes. It's no different than seeing a Broadway show and mm-hmm. two actors mm-hmm. are singing a song. They're not singing the song as Lady Gaga and as Bradley Cooper. They're singing it as their
and
characters.
We are talking about the woman who, you know, for the longest time, all she did was get up on stage and portray someone yes. else. It's only in this last year or so that we've really gotten to know Stephanie Germanotta, Lady
yes.
Gaga.
Yes.
Stripped away all of the costumery
yes.
and, you know, the trickery of it all and really seen what she can do as mm-hmm. an actress and as a singer. So good for her. Moving on to taking things way too far. Gender reveal parties.
No.
You know, I've had it's like one more thing I have to buy a gift for. No offense, everyone. I'm super happy for you. But, you know, it's like the balloons that pop and mm-hmm. confetti falls out or, you know.
I've seen the paintball.
I've seen, you know, a car or a motorcycle pull away and the exhaust comes out either pink or blue.
Oh, that's cool.
But the newest trend in gender reveal
yeah.
is taking things past the level of sweets, no cakes, no cupcakes, and it's going straight to gender reveal lasagna. Now, we are filming this, so I'm just going to come super close to the camera.
The beauty thing. Here we go. In focus. Can
yes.
you see that a little? Yeah.
It's a couple cutting open a lasagna, and on the inside, the ricotta cheese is turquoise blue. Look at this.
Trying to get myself in focus. There we go. We're in focus now. I know. It's absurd. I got to put my glasses on to see it. Otherwise,
this
I can't see.
It's like enough already. First of all, that looks vile. I don't want the inside of my lasagna to look like it has gangrene.
I mean, okay. So not that I like it for a gender reveal party. But, like, I'm kind of thinking next time I make lasagna, I might dye the ricotta because I think it'd be really funny.
To trick your family, maybe?
No, just to look cool and be, like, Instagram photos. Because I am that person. Like,
so you're
I am
here for it.
I mean, no, because I'm not here for gender reveal parties. I don't get it. you got a 50-50 shot. Like, I don't know. I don't care.
It's like, okay, find out. You know, decide if you want to find out, you know, the way everybody else does with their OBGYN.
Yeah.
Like, during your ultrasound or whatever. But, like,
I also could never do a gender reveal party myself because I'm an impatient person and I don't really like surprises all that much. So I couldn't wait to find out. Like, I guess I could do it to show my family, but I'm also, I can't keep a secret. So my family would know the moment I walk out, I'd be calling everybody telling them what I'm having because I can't hold that kind of news to myself for that long.
But, like, what does this lead to? If it's gone from balloons to cakes to, like, it used to just be, like, envelopes. You know what I mean? That you would pull it out and it would be either pink or blue.
Yeah.
Or it would say. So, like, what's next? Is an exotic dancer going to pop out of a
yes.
cake with, like, she's either going to have blue or pink tassels on?
Don't
like,
say that. Don't put that out in the world because now this is what's going to happen. If somebody's going to do that, don't put that kind of thing in the world, Heather.
Okay, I don't have any kids, so maybe I haven't been so, like, full of hormones and over the moon to, like, to share the pink or blue experience with somebody, but
I don't have the patience for it.
I just, what do you think about gender reveal lasagna? And can we take this up a notch to, like, manicotti or stuffed shells or, you know, maybe eventually gender reveal cannolis? Maybe that
Ooh,
I could get behind.
I could get behind that one.
We want to know how you feel about the whole gender reveal explosion, the trend.
Yeah.
And if you've done it yourself, if you had a creative way, you can let us know in the comment box below. You can tweet us, Sojo1049FM, on Twitter. I am freaking starving right now.
All I have was pineapple today, so I'm so hungry.
Burrito bowl is calling my name.
Mm.
Also, it's like our Mariah Carey ticket giveaway day, and something's coming up.
Ooh.
A little doo-doo-doo. Dumb. Yeah, yeah. So, hey, thanks for checking out Sojo 1049's podcast, Around the Mic. If you like what you hear, please subscribe so you always know when we debut a new episode, and you can rate us. We would love it if you give us a 5-star rating. It's just good for our self-esteem.
Yeah, we have egos. We're not ashamed about it.
And you can watch this all unfold in the Sojo 1049 studio. There's a video at Sojo 1049. On YouTube. So I'm Heather DeLuca. You can hear me every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. Chelsea Corinne holds down the middays from 10 to 3. I feel like I'm getting a little starry-eyed because I'm so hungry right now. Do you want to close this out
I'm
for
so
me?
I'm so hungry. Yeah, we're going to go eat. Make sure you subscribe. We got to go eat food because Heather and I have been trying to lose some weight, and now we're hungry. We're getting hangry. It's bad.
We'll talk to you next time on another episode of Around the Mic. Till then.